Hello and welcome to the Kitty Podcast. The Kitty Podcast is here just for you. It's here for our kids, our children, our youth, their families, their teachers, their principals. It's here for their superintendents. It is here for everyone to be able to talk about how it is that we get to survive while we are going through this thing called life. We have been working on the Kitty Podcast, I promise you, for 4 years. We started out with a blog post called the Kitty Blog, and it developed into the Kitty Podcast. So let me tell you a little bit about us. My name is Tracy McGee, and I am the president of the TJAC Educational Consulting Group. I am the facilitator right now for this first show and possibly other shows as I pop in and out. But maybe one day you will actually be one of our guest hosts and you will help us as we talk about this thing called life. So I have been an educator for a very long time. Like, I'm not exaggerating if I say I've been an educator longer than some of you have been on this earth. I have been an educator for so long that there's only one real patch of gray in my head. I have gray throughout, but I've got one patch, and I think it's in the shape of an E to call me an educator. I have taught kindergarten, I have taught preschool, I have taught, oh my goodness, adults, I have taught high school, I have taught a lot of people. But you know what is more important than that? I have been taught by many people. I believe in knowing what I'm talking about. I believe that the people that come on this show need to know what they're talking about. I don't want to put anybody in your hearing that is going to sell you a bag of no good. A bag of no good is stuff you can't use, is things that will make you go in the wrong direction. I dedicate my life to making sure that you are like, oh, I bet you if I try that, things will be all right. I'll tell you a little bit more about the Kitty Podcast in a few moments. But on a personal note, I am a biological mom of one, but I'm also a mom to many. And I'm even a grandmom to many. I have grown folk that I've raised. I've helped them raise their children, and it has been my honor. I have gone to school again and again and again and again, and have loved it so much that yes, I am in school again. I am working on getting a degree in leadership. I have one, but I'm working on a larger one, and I'm really excited about it. So, a lot of times you'll find me sitting in front of a book studying, which is what I hope you all will be doing. So, when you have homework and you know your due date is coming, don't turn our podcast on until you're done your homework. That's for our kiddies as well as the parents. We're always going to make this exciting. We're always going to make it fun, but we want you to be responsible. We want you to do what you have to do. Let me tell you about our company. The TJAC Educational Consulting Group just celebrated its 25th birthday. We turned 25 years old on September 27th. TJAC stands for Taking Jesus Across Communities. You don't have to be a Christian to listen to our podcast, but we hope that you would dedicate your life to more than just yourself because you listen to our podcast. And our mission is taking Jesus across communities, but we also have a vision of educationally empowering everyone. So if you are an infant, we believe you can be educated. If you are a toddler, we believe you can be educated. If you are a preschooler, we believe you can be educated. If you are a school-age student, kindergarten through eighth grade, we believe you can be educated. Tweens, teens, young adults, adults, middle age, seasoned citizens, we believe everybody can be educated. Our company is made up of 8 services. We have a consulting service called Mission Possible. We have one of my favorite parts. It's called the Just Believe Family Enrichment Program, where we have a leadership academy and we teach people how to be leaders. We have a child's gift employment placement service. If you know of someone that wants to work with children, I'm their girl. You should have them call me so that I can help them. We have the Well-Able Training Service. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. Well-Able Training Service gave life to the Kitty blog and the Kitty podcast because that's where we do our research and we look for lots of information to be able to share with you. We have the FaithWorks Grant Writing Service. Now, let me help you before you get excited and say, oh, they help you find money. Yes, we do. But we will not write the grants for you. We will teach you how to write the grants so you can take classes on how to write the grants, because we will not write the grants for you. Part of being educators is we will not do for people what they can do for themselves. Over the past 25 years, we've taken the information that we've learned and we have put it into a curriculum called the Bell Curriculum. That's the Biblically Enriched Learning Curriculum. And our greatest goal is to wrap all of this up in a bow and put it in a building called TJAC's Edge Center. The cornerstone of that building will be our God and Me Learning Center. And I cannot wait till that day. But we talked about responsibility earlier. I have to be responsible. I have to finish school. Once I finish school, guess what? Yes, we're going to have a school. So with our Kitty podcast, we will be talking about specific subjects. We will have special guests. Some of our shows are already recorded. So we have superintendents, we have assistant superintendents, we have curriculum writers, we have pastors, we have deacons, we have moms and dads and principals who are coming and talking on our very first subject. Our very first subject is on hope. Very quickly, let me talk to you about hope. Life is hard. Even if you are 12 years old, life is hard. And sometimes you feel like just aren't going to make it. But there's something about having hope inside of you that makes you say, not I think I can, but I will. I will do it. I will make it happen. I will achieve my goal. Your goal is tied to your hope. And so I want you to tune in. And I want you to hear what people have to say about hope. I've done a lot of studying about hope. And I wish I knew everything about hope. But all I know about hope is that when you are hopeful, it works. It doesn't go away. It works. It actually works. And so you'll be able to come onto our website and you can tell us when hope worked for you. There will be times when you can actually write us and say, "Do you mind if I'm a guest on your podcast? Because I have a friend that's having a really hard time and I want to help them have hope." We are your place. The Kitty Podcast is here for you. Now, remember, you can't give us a whole cup full of nothingness. You have to study before you come on and do the podcast. We'll have different shows throughout the year. Some of you have seen the news. You know there are drugs in your school. You know that people bring guns and knives and their fists to school. You know that there are adults in your school that say negative bully kind of things to you all. Well, we want to use a podcast so that you have the strength to be able to go through it, to know who you are, to be who you are, and to walk in your hope, to walk in your love, to walk in your courage. We love Just Believe because it comes from The Wiz. And in The Wiz, we found some things that each character needed to be who they were. And it strengthened their hope. So let's start with the Scarecrow. He needed knowledge. He needed to use his brain. You need knowledge. You need to use your brain. Let's look at who is next. So we had the Scarecrow. The next person would be the Tin Man. Remember the Tin Man, he had a brain, but he needed a heart. He needed to be able to show his love to people. Sometimes you can get so angry that you don't want to show your love. But if you want to be like the Tin Man, then guess what you're going to do? You're going to show your love when other people are not lovable, when other people are mean, when adults say unkind things to you. You are going to be that one that shows love. And before you know it, they'll be showing love just as well. So that's the Scarecrow. Next one was the Tin Man. And yes, we have my guy. Who is it? The Cowardly Lion who needed courage. Do you know how much courage it takes to say no? No to drugs. No to fighting, no to hurting people's feelings, no to going with the crowd that is going to cause you to do negative things. You need courage to be able to do those things. And I guess you're saying now, okay, so I can see what the Scarecrow needed. I can see what the, yes, Tin Man, the Tin Man needed. I can see what the, yes, the lion. But what did Dorothy need? Dorothy needed what we call a center. Dorothy needed to find her way home. And Dorothy was able to find her way home at the end of the story, after she helped other people, after she did things to make others feel better about themselves. Dorothy had a home. So just believe that one day you can be helping us with our podcast. We want you to stay tuned because our next podcast is coming up really, really soon. And when we have our next podcast, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. You are going to love our next guest. He is so amazing. When he finished, I wanted him to keep going. And I'm leaned into the computer and I'm saying, say more, say more, say more. You don't want to miss what he had to say. So go to our website. It is thekittypodcast.com. Thekittypodcast.com. Thekittydie podcast.com. Thekittypodcast.com. Come on to our website so that you can get the date for the very next show. At the end of all of our shows, we're going to always tell you to do three things. We want you to be happy, we want you to be healthy, and we want you to be helpful. It is not all about you. It is about what you can do to show your love for someone else. We love you. Thanks for hanging out. We finally did it. Yay! See you next week. See you next week. Take care.